Rescuing the Righteous in this series, Face to Face. Our character study has been Lot. We started off with Abraham, and the story drifted into the life of Abraham's nephew, Lot. Lot was a family member. Lot's parents died. When Lot's parents died, Abraham took on the responsibility. He became what's called a redeemer, a kinsman redeemer. Same thing with Jesus, what he did for us. He became our redeemer. Lot became prosperous and he was blessed. As a matter of fact, Lot lived a life that he had never had. And it was all attributed to the fact that he was connected to Abraham, the father of faith. You may not know, but your association with the church puts you in a position. I wish I had somebody to be blessed. You may not know, but your connection to Christ positions you to receive from God abundant blessings and abundant joy and a life that you've never lived before. I don't know about you today, but I'm living a life that I would never have lived had I not given my heart to Jesus Christ. Do I have anybody who can testify to that truth? That when you gave your heart to Jesus, oh, I wish I had somebody, that your life is not what it used to be. That you can appreciate the things that you have because you understand if it had not been for the Lord who was on your side. Come on, help me somebody. Where would you be today? And you can testify to that truth today. And Abraham received blessings upon blessings upon blessings. But the thing about Abraham earlier in his journey, he struggled. He had a mishap. And we'll see in the weeks to come. Sometimes the things that we thought we've been delivered from is still there. And so Abraham is in the place where God wanted him. Where he was, it was a place that nobody would have chosen. So what happened is they became successful together, the nephew and the uncle. And then the nephew got the big head. Oh, you know how people get, right? When you meet them, they have nothing. Lord have mercy. Y'all gonna pray with me, huh? And I'm saying this to you today about staying committed and connected to God when people let you down, because this is what happens in the journey. There are people that you will help. Come on, help me. There are people that you're going to hope. And those very people, oh, they will turn their backs on you. They will turn on you. They will talk about you. Amen. The song say they are backstabbers. They smile in your face. All the while, they want to take your place. Backstabbers. And see, this is Lot. Lot now takes the best land. He takes the best. And Abraham takes the least. But Abraham now is living in a land that looks, doesn't underdeveloped. It didn't look good. But check this out. As the years went by, while Lot was living large in the world and losing everything, while he was gambling it at the casino, Abraham was prospering. Abraham stayed connected to God. And can I help you with something? Sometimes when you see the wicked prospering, there's a thought that comes in your mind. Yeah, man. There's a short thought. thought that, man, maybe I need to go do what they doing, because look at what I'm doing don't look like it's working. Are you with me? Especially if you start saying, man, I'm living right now, and I'm living right, but yet all I get is haters. All I get, amen, is disappointment. All I get is attacks. Come on, help me, somebody. See, there's a strategy of the enemy to cause you not to leave church, but to disconnect from church. To not be committed. You're showing up in body, but you ain't doing nothing. You get what I'm saying? And so the thing is, I want to help you to show you what Abraham did. Listen. When you feel like you've been taken advantage of, that's when you get weak. That's when you want justice. That's when you want to take matters in your own hands. When you see the wicked. So Abraham, where he lived, he would look out every day. Lord have mercy. And he would see how Lot was living down in Sodom. But see, this day was the end of a good day, or a good thing gone bad for Lot. Now, let's look at it. You see, God doesn't sleep, y'all. He will always give us the better hand in life. As long as we learn how to overcome discouragement, disappointment, distractions, watch this, and discouraging things that people do to you. Can I tell you this? You can't take it personal. While Lot was in the world destroying his life, meanwhile, Abraham is living a life of righteousness. Remember, he took the high road. But let's see what happens. Let's look at these lessons. It says, now Abraham. So this is the day that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And so while Lot was on the run to Zorah, to the place of little, while Lot had lost everything. Can I tell you something? It's something when you had everything. And now you ain't got nothing. The only thing Lot had with him was the clothes on his back. He left in luxury, but now he's a loser. And check this out. While it says, and now Abraham, what did he do? He rose early in the morning. Now, in scripture, you find that Jesus did the same thing. And so if you're going to stay connected, if you're going to stay committed, I want to say the first thing is Abraham was consistent with his devotion to God. Can I help you with something? Don't let what people do to you stop you from staying consistent, amen, from being consistent in your devotion to God. Amen. When you're living godly, amen. Listen, you have to prioritize prayer and devotion. Prayer and devotion is where you get an opportunity to pour out your heart about what you really feel about life and what you really feel about what you're going through. But the text says that he rose early. This wasn't the first day he rose early. I wish I had somebody. The syntax to the passage tells me that this is something he did continually, habitually. And I want to help somebody with something. Don't let nobody throw you off of your devotion. Don't let nobody throw you off of your time with God, because your time with God is time well spent. You may not see the results right now, but I want to help you today. Keep on spending time with God. Are you with me? The text says, now he rose early in the morning and he went to the place. Check this out. Where he had stood before the Lord. This is Mount Moriah. This is the place where Abraham first encountered, well, not his first encounter, but where he built the altar and he had worship with God. So I would say this, the second thing, Abraham was committed to worshiping God. Now, I add the church of God because it was the place where he what? The place where he stood before God. Can I help you with something? When people let you down, you can throw a pity party, and then the first thing you want to put on the shelf is church. Can I help you with something? You and I got to find a way to press on anyhow. Somebody was trying to get here this morning. Oh, I wish I had somebody. And they hit everything but the kitchen sink. The enemy has tried his best to keep the people of God from the church of God, for the church has power. And it's the place where you meet the Lord. He went to this place. He knew that the place where he met God was the place where he could pour out to God. Yes, he was in devotion. Yes, but he came corporately so that he can worship. Can I help you with something? Your worship is how you work through stuff. When you can lift your hands and say hallelujah. When you can say to God, God, I don't understand why, but I know how, and I know who can bring me through. I'm a preacher to myself today. Here's what I'm trying to say to you. Abraham knew where to go, and I thank God that where he stood, it says before the Lord. Can I ask you a question? When you come before the Lord, what did you bring? Oh, I wish I did. You bring your frowns? Did you bring your hooks and your hang-ups? Or did you bring praise? Did you bring worship? Did you bring thanksgiving to him? Because one thing I know about God, he doesn't just want to hear about your troubles. He wants to know, do you love me? I'm asking a question. Do you love me? See, Abraham understood that when I leave my devotion, I'm going to the place, the church, where Christ is the head. Now, of course, I'm using this metaphorically because he wasn't really in church. But we're in church. And I want to say this to you. We come here every week. What do we come here to do, y'all? We came here to praise the Lord. What did we come here to do, saints? We came here to fellowship with one another. What did we come here to do? We came here to learn God's word. What did we come here to do? We came here to magnify our Savior. But I want to help somebody. When people let you down, you got to find your way in fellowship with people who are for you. And when you come into the church, the people of God should be ready to receive you and say everything is going to be all right. It's okay to talk to somebody. It's okay to fellowship with one another. The Bible says that they were breaking bread together. They were fellowshipping. Not only were they fellowshipping, but the Bible says they were praying together. Sometimes you can't even pray for what you're going through. But thanks be to God that, listen, disappointment can be lifted when you come into the presence of God. I thank God that Abraham showed me something, that by worshiping, I'm releasing my burdens to the Lord. Watch verse 28. Verse 28 says, he looked down towards what? Now, you know where he worshiped. From where he worshiped, every day, or every week he saw Sodom and Gomorrah. So what does that do to him every? I'm trying to help somebody. Check this out. You're wondering why the people who hurt you or despise you or whatever they do to you, why they prospering and why you got to see them prosper. What God is doing, he's trying to help you and help you so that, watch this, so that you will see the ultimate end. See, you're looking at the beginning. Oh, I wish I had somebody. But you got to stay around long enough to see the end. Do I have anybody? God kept Abraham informed about what was going on with his nephew because he did not want him to develop resentment for his nephew. I wish I had somebody. The text says, he looked down towards Sodom and Gomorrah and towards all the land of the valley, and he saw and behold the smoke of the land ascended like the smoke. Imagine every day from where you are, you could see your nephew at the gate bawling and shot calling. Because that's what Lot did. You understand? You going to worship. Listen, some of you, when you come into worship, that's your distraction. Your distraction is you keep thinking about, oh Lord have mercy. You keep thinking about everybody else, but you're not focusing on why you're here. You're here to worship. You're here to praise. You're here to put your problems at the altar. And that's what Abraham was doing. But this day, Abraham came and he saw. See, it didn't happen when he wanted it to happen. It didn't happen. Watch this. And you know what? Abraham was not wishing bad on Lot. Abraham wanted to see God bring justice on Sodom because he loved. Can I help you with something? The people that disappoint you are sometimes people that you love the most. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Uh-oh. The people that disappoint you, amen, you used to be cool. But watch this, y'all were real cool. But now you're saying, but you can't have that kind of heart for them because the Bible says, love your enemies. Pray, how do you love your enemies? Pray for them who despitefully use you. Come on, somebody. Listen, I'm trying to help you with something. This is not about having an attitude of disconnection. It's having a heart of Christ. Abraham wasn't wanting Lot to be destroyed. He wanted Sodom to be destroyed. And maybe God is showing you that every time you come, you're focused on the wrong thing. See? Your battle is not against flesh and blood. Listen, this ungrateful nephew of mine's, come on, y'all. In your mind, you can be like, man, I ain't giving him nothing. Ungrateful self. So the next thing is, Abraham was not caught by surprise. Abe knew this day was coming. He did. And you know what he did every day when he saw Sodom? He prayed. When the angels came to him and told them what he, listen, Abraham already knew what was going to happen. He just didn't know when. And what he did not know was the delay was not because God wasn't ready to do it. His delay was Lot. His delay was Lot's reluctance to leave. Do I have a witness? And can I tell you something? Imagine every day Abraham would intercede for Lot. Lord, touch my nephew's heart. Can I tell you something? I won't let anybody cause me to become that bitter or that disappointed. Where my commitment to prayer and my commitment to God is not going to become stronger. As a matter of fact, the more you hurt me, the more I'm going to pray for you. The more you turn on me, the more I'm going to turn to God on you. And can I help you with something? Listen. Can I tell you, this is the Christian way. But what Satan wants us to do is to develop a thing for people. He wants us to feel some kind of way. But I stop by to tell you, when you come into worship, our attitude should change. Our mindset should change. Yeah, you may not see God doing it on your time. But can I help you with something? He's going to do it on his time. The Bible says in verse 29, thus it came about when God destroyed the cities of the valley. God remembered Abraham. You see, can I help you with something about prayer? The moment you whisper a prayer, it leaves your mouth and it travels at light speed to heaven's throne. And in heaven, there are what's called prayer bowls. And your prayer goes, let me just add my sanctified imagination right quick. Hold on, not just yet. Yes. No. Maybe. Hold on. And then it goes before God as an aroma. I wish I had somebody. This is in the book of Revelation. Listen, your prayers travel. So the thing about Abraham you got to know is that Abe, when he prayed, the Bible says that God remembered. But God didn't remember Lot. God remembered the intercessor, Abraham. God remembers Abraham. Note, Lot was not saved for his own sake. He had not followed God nor been a witness for God. He had lived in the world. He had lived in the bright lights, pleasures, money, wealth, prosperity, position of honor, and possessions of this world. He had lived a carnal, worldly life. He didn't deserve any of it. But God remembered. Abraham loved Lot. I don't think you're hearing me. Don't let people that disappoint you cause you to become a bitter, unforgiving, unloving person. So the next point is this. Abraham's commitment to prayer was never hindered. It was never hindered. Man, sometimes people could do you so bad. Listen, that you go to prayer and you're still distracted. Here's what I want to say to you. It's important that you keep praying, y'all. Keep praying for those. Don't stop. Don't quit. Don't give up praying for them. Stay committed. Watch this. God remembers Abraham. I thought God would remember Lot. But the text says God remembered Abraham's request. And look what it says. And sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot lived. Last point is this. Abraham didn't allow Lot's actions to change his heart and his love for him. You know what this is a picture of? Jesus Christ. How many times have you let him down? How many times did he have to come and rescue you from the mess that you made of your life? How many times did he have to reach down and do something for you that you and I don't even deserve? I thank God today that even though Lot shamed God, even though Lot discredited God, even though Lot blemished the name of other believers, God still rescued Lot because of Abraham's request. Lord, remember me. Remember me, Lord. It's painful when you're going through, but there's purpose in your pain. Are you following me? Listen. God rescued Lot. You ready? Through the power of intercession. May I ask you a question today? Who has wronged you?